We're good.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Yeah. So, while we were gone, you guys were playing some music. What were you playing there, Nick?
Oh, I was just playing Chris's suggestion for next week's intro song. So,
I'll have to
give it a good listen and see if I can squeeze in some alternate lyrics.
It's actually one of my favorite songs by Sublime.
So, what if I ruin it for you?
Yeah, that might be upset.
You just buy him a bag of pickles.
Nope.
Would the pretzels be good with the Planters cheese dust?
No.
Yeah, well, okay. I don't know about that. But you know how it is, like think of anything Weird Al Yankovic did. Like, what if you really loved that song and then you hear, you know, like what was it, Amish Paradise? You know, and you're like, he kind of ruined the song a little bit. Yeah. You know, for me, like, yeah,
he might have made it better.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, that's the song that was on that tape cassette version of 40 Ounces of Freedom that I had that got stuck in my first car that I could never eject because it was stuck there. And in subsequent releases after they got major record label deals, because there's so much sampling in that song that they cut it right off of the album because they didn't want to pay all the royalties. And the only place I found it without shelling out couple hundred dollars for one of the original cassette tapes, like the one I had, was on YouTube. I was delighted to find it on YouTube. It's a great song.
Speaking of sampling royalties, Beastie Boys, Paul's Boutique, has some of the most amount of samples, right? So, and recently they released some kind of B-side, or not even B-sides, they're just like unreleased versions of some of their tracks from that album to kind of celebrate it came out in 89, so that would have been, what are we at, the 30th anniversary of that album? I don't know. So
I'd be curious, like I'm not sure if you guys ever listened to it. They only have two records about just sampling amount of samples, because there's a band, it's a couple of DJs called the Avalanches. And that's what they did. They put a record out in 2000 and I think in 2016. And that's all it is. It's just audio samples from different songs, from TV shows, from movies. And then they put beats to it. And the most famous song of theirs is called, I think it was the intro song for Dexter, even though I never watched Dexter. But, you know, it's because it's like, you know, Dexter's clearly insane. Frontier Psychiatry. That's like their like one song if they have a claim to fame, but it's all it is. It's just, I never watched Dexter, Jack. And that's all it is because like they were kind of making fun of the rap scene at the time, I think, of like, oh, like what you're doing is not art. It's just samples. And so we're going to make a kick-ass record of just nothing but samples, you know? And, it's a good record.
You guys just think sample.
Huh?
When you're saying samples, you're saying they just take bits from like different songs.
Yeah, that's what like Beyonce, like just give you like some point of reference, Jack. Like you know, like the guitar riff for Edge of 17, you know, that jing, like whatever, like right at the beginning. You know, Beyonce sampled that a few years ago, and so they're only taking one little part of a song, they're not copying the melody, they're not copying the things that actually are copyrighted. They're just taking little bits. And because like technically a guitar riff is not part of the song. It's just someone else's, you know, take.
Right.
And so that's what it is. You're just you can do that now. They've you know, judges have said like, oh, that's not part of the melody. It's not part of something that was originally wrote. So you could sample that little piece there. But yeah,
it's like how foosball is a sport. Allegedly.
Because I wasn't hip with the whole sample thing. I didn't know what you guys were talking about. So,
yeah, like for example, you know, like Snoop Dogg, you know, one of his hit songs is Atomic Dog. Snoop Dogg, you know, that song Snoop Doggy Dog.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Oh yeah, well that song is Atomic Dog by George Clinton. You know, so he sampled that song and then rewrote stuff over top of it. Yeah, you know, it's the same.
In fact, he was in front of the dispensary.
Yeah, but it's the same as like "Gangster's Paradise" by Coolio is Pastime Paradise by Stevie Wonder. You know, it's like they just take little bits and then make it a little bit different.
But you haven't seen Dexter.
No, I haven't seen Dexter.
there are very few hip hop songs in the last 20 years that weren't complete, like, you know, samples.
Right.
You know, just
well, now I know what you guys are talking about because I was like, it makes sense what you guys are saying next. I didn't know the sample. I thought it was at Costco.
Yeah. I mean, the only person who didn't sample was Vanilla Ice. You know, he just changed a couple notes here and there and made it totally his own original song.
Oh, sure. Yeah, completely.
I have vivid memories of my aunt so fucking pissed off at Vanilla Ice. And like, she hated the fact that I had like the cassette, like, wanted me to never play it. She's like, he's disrespecting Freddie Mercury and all that. I'm like, oh boy. But then looking back, he absolutely just straight up ripped them off.
Oh yeah.
Well, and David Bowie.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad you interrupted. I hated to interrupt that, point that out, but it had to. But my favorite thing was when he was on Saturday Night Live and he was doing that dun 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 dun, you know, the David Bowie song. Dennis Miller was doing the news then, and he came on after Vanilla Ice did it, and he basically blasted him live on the air, saying, "Yeah, it was better when David Bowie did it." Something to that effect, and I was like, and. Vanilla Ice likes the Los Angeles Chargers, so fuck him. Anyway, moving on.
Take that.
Sample music.
But it's just one of those things, like, I mean, because MC Hammer did the same thing to Super Freak. So,
but at least he gave his money back.
Yeah.
All 47 million.
What's that?
Did you say something?
Me? No, oh, no, just in my mind.
Oh, okay.
We're supposed to read your mind. Yeah, you can at least put it on the chat.
I try, but then you hear me clicking and clacking. So
everyone likes the good quiet podcaster. Yeah, that just keeps
it's okay, Matt. You're still the favorite. Don't worry.
No, I just was thinking about, you know, just all the different song samples and, you know, and then as I mentioned in the chat, like, I like to call them Framples.
Framples, yeah. Well, yeah, it's just like, what was it? No Diggity. You know, it came out, what, 96, 97? Another hip-hop, if you call it hip-hop, Black song. You know? Yeah, that's Grandma's Hand by Bill Withers. You know, like, I mean, there's so many songs that if you know music history, you can be like, oh, that's this song. That's this song. Of course, I tend to think No Diggity is a little bit better than Grandma's Hand, so sometimes I don't mind it.
Yeah, I know every letter, song, every word to that song. I love that song.
Oh, No Diggity? Yeah.
Yep. How does it go? Because I don't know it.
Chris, you can do the honors.
But I will tell you, though, if you do a search for Chet Faker, Chetfaker, he covers No Diggity, which is a cover of another song. It's a cover of a cover. His take on that song is awesome. You should totally check it out.
Speaking of songs that were covered, and we were talking about Weird Al Yankovic earlier, a song that I love Lola, and it's really hard for me sometimes to unhear the Yoda version by Weird Al.
Yoda. Oh, God.
Yo, 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 Yoda.
There's certain lyrics that he sings in that song that.
Like Cherry Cola. Isn't there Cherry Cola in the song? Am I wrong?
Yeah, and the Lola. And the Lola.
And the original song. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay. I got my songs confused.
Anyway.
Well, a guitar today sold for an Eric Clapton, I think it was Eric Clapton, his guitar for, was it Layla?
If it's Brownie, Brownie's the one, the Brownie guitar is his most valuable one that's got the black edges with the tan-ish center. That's the one.
And it sold for $1 million today.
That's actually pretty cheap, I think, compared to some.
I was
going to
buy it. I was $1 million short.
Well, it's dropping the well, yeah, for you.
Yeah, you know. Independently wealthy.
you sold that land, you know, behind your house, you know, to that to big develop those developers. So
yeah,
poor yeah, deer. Yeah,
deer.
I know. My,
they're living with MC Hammer now.
I wanted to give a shout out to you know, a part-time visitor, good friend of the RCAD, JP. I know he's been going through some tough things. I won't go into what he shared on Facebook with the group, but JP has kind of, you know, in passing, we've talked about this one specific clip, and he's told me about it, and I finally got around and I was like, I'm gonna look this up, you know, and watch it. And it's really sweet. It's very heartwarming. And he always tells me, like, if he's ever feeling like just, you know, kind of down in the dumps, or if he just wants a good cry, I guess, is I might be putting words in JP's mouth. But he says, you know, watch Frank Oz's Eulogy of Jim Henson. And I watched that today and both laughed and got a little choked up. So definitely worth the 8 minutes. Look that up on YouTube. So it's very sweet, very endearing. And to hear, you know, I mean, to think of those two as Bert and Ernie and just like all of the different things that they did together. And then to hear him talk about Jim Henson is really a beautiful thing. So thank you, JP, for sharing that with me. You're a great guy. And I hope things turn around for you and what you're going through. Cause yeah, he's going through some shit. So
yeah. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jim Henson, are you going to watch Dark Crystal
prequel? Oh yeah. God. Yeah. Yeah. The new Dark Crystal. Yeah. Yeah. That's coming to Netflix. I'm excited about that. I mean, you know, the Dark Crystal movie, wasn't that like the last movie that Jim Henson worked on?
Did he die that long? Wow. Okay.
I mean it's, I think it was one of the last movies he worked on, but I could be wrong about my Jim Henson history here. But he had a lot of involvement in that movie. So there's certain things about that movie and the pacing of it that I'm not always like wild about when I rewatch it. So I love some of the messages and things that happen. So I'm excited to see kind of what they do.
Well, the Dark Crystal came out in 82, but he did work on the Labyrinth in 86. So
what? Dark Crystal came out in 82?
Yeah.
When did Jim Henson die?
1990.
Yeah.
Has it been that long? Wow.
I didn't realize Dark Crystal came out in 82. Yeah. For some reason, I thought it was like later than that.
So. Yeah. And apparently he actually made
right.
He made a very long version of the Dark Crystal that's extremely dark, but the studio demanded that he cut a lot of that out because he wanted it to frighten kids. Like, he actually wanted it to not be that generation because everything was going, you know, towards, you know, all happy and all that. And he's like, no, I actually want to make, you know, a scary movie. And even the released version of it's got some scary stuff to it.
This is Jim Henson. One of that?
Yeah, Jim Henson.
He went
okay, so obviously he worked on other stuff after that. So my apologies for getting the time. I do remember the Earth Day special that he was part of too. So that was a I'm just looking at his IMDb here. So
Life Day.
No, there was like an Earth Day movie that came out like in 1990. The day the Earth died. So that's coming. So
that was the holiday special was the day the Earth died. Yeah.
No, it was called the Earth Day special. And it had Dan Aykroyd, Candace Bergman, James Brolin, Chevy Chase, Kevin Costner, Rodney Dangerfield, Gina Davis, Danny DeVito, Michael Douglas, Jane Fonda, Morgan Freeman, Will Smith, Neil Patrick Harris, Dustin Hoffman, Ice-T, Magic Johnson, Quincy Jones, Michael Keaton, Christopher Lloyd, Jack Lemmon, Bette Midler.
That might be a shorter list.
And I know it's seriously, it had a lot of people. I remember this airing like on TV and maybe only seeing it once, but it has just like this huge cast.
Earth gets no respect. Is that what he said?
He probably does. And Robin Williams is in it too, which is weird that he's not listed like it up front there. But yeah, there's just a ton of people. Meryl Streep, Barbara Streisand, Ted Danson, Christy Alley. Basically, if you were on an NBC show, you were in it. Bea Arthur, Betty White, Ed O'Neill. Yeah, it's just I don't know how they crammed this many people into.
When did it come out?
1990.
How long was it? An hour, 2 hours?
I think it was a 2 hour like TV movie kind of thing. I only remember seeing it once. It's called the Earth Day Special.
The Earth Day Special.
So, yeah. So,
okay.
One to grow on. Sorry, I that kind of like derailed into something else because I was looking on IMDb about Jim Henson. I can't remember what the last movie that he worked on then. Maybe it was the Muppets Christmas movie then. So maybe he was beginning to work on that and then he passed away because that came out in 92. And I know his son directed that. And at the beginning of it, it says for Jim or something, if I remember correctly. So maybe that came out in 91. Sorry. The 90s it's kind of a hard time.
Did you guys hear about the sequel news that came out today?
Sequel news about Spider-Man?
Nope. About The Matrix.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I was pretty excited about that.
Was it the Kofsky brothers? Oh, hello.
Yeah, I was pretty excited.
I'm pretty excited too.
Yeah, it's number four because you know the second one was okay, and then the third one I liked. I'm curious if they'll go. Because I tend to like the conspiracy theory that Agent Smith was the one. And I kind of want to see if they'll explore that or what they're going to do. Because it's been 20 years. Wow, 20 years since.
I stopped at the second one.
Really?
I really liked the first one. Second one was like, The third one I just never got around to watching.
See, I thought the third one kind of redeemed or at least bridged the second one.
I think that's what I should have done, but I just said, eh.
Yeah.
I had a lot of kids in the 90s to take care of, so.
Did those come out in the early aughts, though?
I don't know. I'm just making an excuse.
Okay. You ought to know, as Alanis Morissette would say.
I don't know. I will say, I mean, guys, you know, it's funny how they kind of dropped off the planet, the Wachowski brothers. You know, I liked the first Matrix. You know, the second and third one were a little bit of disappointments. And then I loved V for Vendetta.
Atlas.
Yeah, I like that.
And they also did Speed Racer. But, you know, that's the thing. Like, the Speed Racer, I think, really hurt them because it was such a bomb. And then Cloud Atlas, I think, was a bit of a letdown. I never watched it, but I remember the reviews of it weren't that good.
I couldn't wait to see Speed Racer. Before I could see it, everyone panned it. So I said, nope. All right, I'm not going to watch it.
Well, there was a TV show that they did, too. They did I was on Netflix. It was what the hell is that, ain't that called? But they were, like, people all around the world that were all kind of waking up. They were, like, connected in some way, and they were one entity or something. You know what I'm talking about? You know. No?
Is it community?
Okay. I know there's somebody out there that's just like, it's this, but I can't pinpoint.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. No problem. Fair enough.
I don't. I'm sorry. I would help, but I don't.
Sense 8. Is that what it's called? Sense8?
Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were involved with that. So that was probably their post Cloud Atlas, you know.
Wasn't Naveen Andrews in that? Was that the one he was in? Or no? Am I thinking another show that he was in? Kind of like that. All right, never mind. I don't know.
Sense and Sensibility?
No.
Did you ever see Cloud Atlas? No,
that was not.
That's what we're just talking about, Cloud Atlas. Yeah.
And then have you seen that completely?
Yeah, you
it's
did.
It's okay.
Yeah, there's a couple things. Yeah, so like V Vendetta was probably the last thing I saw that they did. But you're right, because I never saw Speed Racer, never saw Cloud Atlas, I never saw Jupiter Ascending. Sense8 is the series. You're right, Matt.
Who's in that? I know I've seen it.
You're right. Naveen was in it.
He was in it. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. The actresses or actors: Donna Bay, Jamie Clayton, Tina Desai, Tuppence Middleton, Max Reimelt, Miguel Angel Silver. I'm sorry. I'm just butchering Silverstreet.
Silvestri.
Thank you. Brian J. Smith got that one. Daryl Hannah, Freema, and Alfonso Herrera.
Herrera. Oh. Come on. Get that tongue in there. Let's go.
Okay. Okay, man. Terrence Mann. And Naveen.
Terrence Mann. The guy from... Field of Dreams,
and no. Critters.
I know, I'm kidding.
Different guy.
He was in Critters. That's his claim to fame, apparently. So anyway,
Terrence Mann wasn't he?
Terrence Mann was the character that the Darth Vader. That was his name.
James Earl Jones.
Yeah, James Earl Jones' character name was Terrence Mann.
But isn't he also what's his name? Zod. General Zod, who's that?
No, which one? No. The one? The remake or the original?
Original.
This is
no. That's he's been into shit ton of stuff.
Well, anyway, that's the Terrence Mann guy. Glad everybody at home is yelling at us about
not knowing actors.
Yeah.
Was that his name in Field of Dreams, Terrence Mann?
Yeah,
I think. Terrence, yeah, that's my fault.
That's where
Terrence Stamp. Terrence Stamp. Yeah, you're right.
All right. I'm not even going to go in the IMDb of Terrence Mann. But if you like Critters, he's in Critters.
Which one?
I do like Critters.
He plays the collective voice.
Apparently. Wasn't Fred Williams? Is it Williamson?
He was also in Solar Babies. What was that? Sorry.
In Critters, wasn't the guy from Apollo, not Apollo, Right Stuff. He played Gus Grissom. He's in that movie, isn't he, Critters?
Yeah, I believe you're right. Let me look it up. 1996 film.
Born in San Diego.
Billy Zane. Anyway.
Wow, Billy Zane is bald. Wow.
He's also, spoiler alert, he's in The Boys. Oh, and he plays Billy Zane.
He's at Comic-Con. He's like an autograph booth, right?
Yeah. But he's listed as Billy Zane.
Well, a little trivia about Billy Zane. He was originally cast as Johnny Castle in the romance drama Dirty Dancing. During auditions, the choreographer realized that Zane could not dance. So the role went to Jennifer Grey. No. anyway.
Have you guys seen that show? What's it? Patrick, something about, it's a documentary on Patrick Swayze.
No, I hadn't heard that.
It's people talking about him and just different stuff and how he was. My wife loves Patrick Swayze, so she's trying to find it, but we don't have regular TV, so she's been trying to find it, but she can't find it. I forget what it's called. let something Pat, it's something Patrick Swayze, something's or something Swayze or something like that.
Roadhouse.
So he was he wasn't the original choice. It was Billy Zane.
Apparently, Billy Zane was going to play that part, and they were like, "You can't dance."
So Jack, before you're back, maybe that's why your back went out. So like when you and Cindy are, you know, like late at night, you know, do you put on the record and then go like, "No, I have," you know, and then like, did you try to do the whole move, you know, pick her up, you know, and do all that, and that's why your back went out? Is that?
No, you've heard I'm kind of obnoxious.
Because that would have been money.
I just said leave baby in the corner. That's all.
Dad white socks. Go ahead.
Totally have gone down like an IMDb rabbit hole, right?
We do that on this show.
I started to too, and I have.
But I found something really good. Clicking link to link to link to link. Found out that if you were to perhaps get The Boys omnibus graphic novel for Kindle or in Comixology, it's free.
Oh.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how did you get from IMDb?
Well, I got there because I was still looking at a picture of Nick sent earlier, but...
Wait, there's pictures of Nixon?
I sent it from Chris. Nixon to The Boys.
You just sent it to Chris. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I would comment on that, but I don't need another anonymous email. So, I thought we share here. I thought we share everything together here. Is that, we don't do that anymore? We just
Nick, you need to forward that over.
Okay, I'll find.
No, fuck it. I don't want it.
It's worth it. It's worth the wait, Jack.
I'll send it to the Ramble.
So this is I don't want it.
Fine.
Just I was justifiably distracted.
Yeah, you were gone for a while there. I thought we lost you.
No, I was there. I was, you know.
Well, I think I told you. I watch an episode, like when I watch an old TV show, I'll go on ID. I'll go on and just see what the actors are up to, what they did after that, and I. Like Magnum PI, I'll go on, and you forget that Magnum PI was on his early 80s.
Matt's just like, look at me. Matt's just like, what did you just send us?
Okay. But anyway,
and the show is dead.
And the boys are gone. They are confused about what's happening. So,
that's a case extension.
Okay. Well, that's really great, Nick, that you extended it.
Yeah. Great show, kids. One in a million.
Jack's like, I gotta go.
So one time Jack's gonna cut himself off.
There you go. Yeah.
And Jack's off.
Anyway, Jack's
off. Oh, man. Nice.
Just for me off. You know what? My wife, because. At work, when I didn't really sit ahead and start dating yet. This guy would call me Mr. Meoff, Jack Meoff. So Cindy thought that was my last name.
Cindy thought your last name, Mr. Meoff?
You really think people are named Mr. Meoff?
Yeah.
Come on now. Come on. Anyway, so she's pretty gullible and things like that. I can get her all the time.
Yeah.
But going back to Dirty Dancing, it's all right. I'm not a big fan of it.
Yeah, I can't remember last time I watched it.
I don't think it's...
Cindy watches it all the time.
Really? I don't know. It's to some people, it's their Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
With no Empire Strikes
Back. She's doing...
So Matt, would you say is it Tu Wong Fu? Is that your favorite Patrick Swayze film?
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Or Roadhouse.
And then Jax is clearly
Outsiders.
Oh, the Outsider. I was going to go with the Keanu Reeves one.
Point Break. Yeah, that is a good one.
I love that. That has Gary Busey.
Yeah, Gary Busey, Keanu.
I'm like
an FBI agent.
I also like it. I don't think of it as a Patrick Swayze movie because I don't like the character that he plays in the movie, but I love the movie Donnie Darko. So, and he happens to be in that, but I do not like the character that he plays. It kind of just makes me feel sick.
I mean, it's a guilty pleasure.
Roadhouse, yeah, of course. Yeah. He's just kicking, you know, just fighting everybody. Yeah. Now, exactly. Jack, have you ever seen the movie Hot Fuzz?
I believe I have seen that movie.
Okay. Because that movie, you know, has so many homages to those type of films. Because, you know, there is a, you know, because he wants him to watch Point Break. You know, if you ever shot your gun up in the air and just went, ah, you know, and at the end, you know, he does that, or he's just, you know, he's like trying to shoot somebody and he can't do it. So then he turns and he's like, bah, 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 ah! If anyone's never seen,
I'm trying to think of other Patrick Swayze movies.
Red Dawn.
Oh, Red Dawn. I like Red Dawn. It's a good movie.
Oh, wasn't he in a
Tryout for Chippendales?
Red Dawn always cracks me up because Ted Turner was anti-violent movies, but on TNT, his cable channel, Red Dawn was on almost every day. And is there a more violent movie than Red Dawn?
Yeah.
Right? It's pretty – but I go – so you show Red Dawn literally every day, but you can't – I mean, almost every movie on there was violent, but he was against violent movies.
Oh, we left out Ghost.
Oh, Ghost.
Oh,
yeah.
Jeez.
I got to be honest. I like Ghost.
Really?
Ditto.
Ghost is ditto. Yeah. Ghost is a great flick.
I saw it in the theater. Got a little emotional.
Next of Kin. That was the other one I was thinking of that came out after Roadhouse. So I don't know why. Next of Kin. So I think my dad took me to see that one in the movies. So anyway.
Yeah, Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
Died far too young.
So where was I today? I was at Walgreens. And I was bringing shit up to the register to pay. It was with my
kids. I would never pay for shit.
That's very jacked.
I just take the shit.
You're just walking out with that shit.
My daughter grabs like one of those like tabloid magazines, like Us Weekly or whatever it is, and it had Patrick Swayze on it. And she's like, "I know this guy." And I'm like, "What?" She goes, "This is Patrick Swayze." I'm like, mind you, my daughter's 7. I go,
yeah.
And meanwhile, like, people are turning their heads. Like, the cashier's like, oh? Like, and the person behind me, like, what? I go, how do you know Patrick Swayze? And she's like, oh, he was in the movie I was watching at Nana and Peep's house. Nana and Peep's are my wife's parents. With mom. And I was like, you were watching Dirty Dancing, weren't you? Because my wife just watches that movie relentlessly at her parents' house because they actually have still a VHS of that. So she's watching it. I'm like, you watching Dirty Dancing? And she's like, yeah, I was. I'm like, oh, and you won't watch Star Wars.
So you didn't really explain that. So you got her to watch another 30 minutes. So
yeah.
What is the
punishment?
What does it mean? So like, she just doesn't like it. So she's like, I'm ready to stop.
I think it's a little too scary for her, to be honest with you. Like, she definitely there is a distinct reason why we should never.
Again, who gets blamed for it?
Oh my god.
I'm just saying that's not
the choir boy gets a pass, but if I laugh at something like that in the chat, something I won't repeat.
Yeah, Matt would not be the fan favorite if he was.
Look, I'm just saying there is one thing.
Okay. Anyways,
okay, go ahead.
So
go ahead.
I think she finds some of the themes of it scary. She watched the garbage compactor scene today and it freaked her out. She's like, really? I don't watch it anymore. Oh. She's got a snake in the water and the whole nine, blah blah blah. So So she gets freaked out easily. So she's very you know, sensitive to that type of stuff. So like she went and saw like Dora the Explorer with my friends and their kids, the movie that just came out. And she's been like having nightmares ever since watching it. So it's like she gets it worked up about those types of things. So, which is why I'm hoping that, sorry, Jack, bring us back, but I'll squash it at the end, which is why I want to try and get her into watching like Star Wars Rebels or Clone Wars. Kind of give a little bit of a less of an intense introduction. What's that?
When she gets a little older, I know when Jay was younger, he was having these nightmares and we couldn't figure out what it was. And I was sitting down, watching MTV with him because he's loved music from day one.
Yeah.
And I go, it's MTV. My wife goes, what? I go, she goes, no. I go, watch some of these damn videos. Look at Thriller. Look at these videos. They're scary for a young kid. So I said, nope, we got to stop him from watching and cut him off. And, you know, I said he could listen to it, but he couldn't watch them.
Yeah.
Because some of the videos were pretty intense and pretty scary.
Oh, shit. I remember having nightmares as like a 17-year-old watching, was it Schism by Tool? I think it was Schism, video they had. Maybe it wasn't Schism. I don't know. The one that had like all like the stop motion, like claymation stuff. It's freaky shit. Some of those videos are crazy. Ah, speaking of which, my friend's band released their new single and subsequent music video. Killfish Engage. It's pretty awesome. Check them out if you're feeling a little bit heavy metal.
That's what I'm feeling.
I woke up with Enter Sandman in my head the other night. Like the other morning, I was just like, where did that come from?
That music video's fucked too.
Yeah.
About the old guy carving his way out of prison with like a
That's Unforgiven.
Oh right. Well, that's what I was referring to.
Yeah. I thought that was Shawshank.
I mean, all their video, like one's a pretty weird video. I mean,
it's about war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a guy losing all of his senses. Yeah.
Duran Duran blank. Yeah. Her name is Rio. That's pretty bad. I mean, pretty intense.
Well, Chris, just to reiterate your point there, my son was, I think, 5 or 6. Maybe he was 5 going on 6. When we started watching Rebels, and it was a definitely easy like into the whole Star Wars universe. So
she's obsessed with like the Descendants and shit right now. Which
is, Descendants. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, no.
Yeah.
I haven't had the heart.
That also sounds like that could be a heavy metal band, by the way.
I'm thinking of the movie The Descendants, which is not the... Okay, never mind.
Yeah, no, it's a movie on... Or Disney Plus movie.
Oh no, I'm thinking of the one that's like with
Caprio, George
Clooney, and it's totally different movie.
The Departed.
The Departed.
Yeah. One of her favorite characters, actually, the actor like recently died.
Oh yes, I do remember hearing about that.
She doesn't know about that yet.
Oh,
spoiler!
Had a seizure when he was sleeping.
Hmm. A kid actor. Well, a young actor,
yeah. 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No relation to Peter Fonda. So,
yeah, we kind of skipped over Peter, didn't we? But anyway,
we started talking about it,
and then someone made a dad joke. Yeah.
Here comes the hate mail for the dad joke. Dad.
Well, it's
what do you want Peter. Me to do?
Well, you probably had an easy ride to heaven. Like, what?
I used to have a poster of Peter Fonda on his motorcycle in my room when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Easy rider.
You were 8 when that movie came out. So
probably, yeah. Because Joe Namath made a movie similar like that, and we were at the
right.
The Alamo Glass Draft House. When we were there. We were there to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. They were showing, you know, they show old clips if you've ever been there. And that I go, I'm watching, I go, I've seen that. And my wife goes, you've seen that? I go, yes, I've seen that. And then I couldn't remember that, but I remember watching the Joe Namath movie where he's like a motorcycle rider, something like that. But I used to watch all those old movies. I'm old, but there was another movie that it was Stunt Rock. Was it Rock Stunt? Something like that. It was some band was playing music and there's all these different stunts going on. And I go, and there was a scene where a guy takes his, sword and hits a guy in the head with a watermelon. I go, I've seen that movie. And my wife just looks at me like I'm nuts. I go, I couldn't tell you, I guess, but I've seen it. But anyway.
CC and Company.
CC and Company, yes. Joe Namath. Joe Willie.
Well, I prefer The Factory. CC and... Anyway, sorry, another bad dad joke. Before we bomb this whole show, yeah, we should close it out. I think, right?
I mean, I think it's a good time to close it out. Shop Amazon. If you're listening to this, you're already a patron.
They are, and hopefully, they still remain a patron after all of our bad dad jokes. But
we will always be the favorite. You even got a big fan behind you.
He does.
I do. I've been looking at
that. Yeah. Could you turn it on? Because I think it's like 150 degrees in my room right now. So
I'm glad that you guys are watching the black void behind me in case a spirit or a ghost shows up. You know, you can be like, oh, we got it on tape, guys.
We can't. We wouldn't tell
but you. But we can't export this shit to YouTube.
True.
Oh, no, true. You can. You can.
Oh, okay.
You just have all to... Right. I know. Actually, I know how to do it.
Well, hey,
look. You better be able to do it. This is how I'm doing Crazy Hank TV. So better be able to. No, I
look at the big brains on Brad.
You just take the. This is how you do it. You download the episode.
Yeah.
Click on that. Put it in Finder. Take it. Go to iMovie. Put it in iMovie. Edit it. Boom, boom. Share it to your YouTube channel. There you go.
Bing, bang, boom.
The longer it is, the longer it takes for it to download. But I mean, not to download, but to get shared with YouTube. But
right, we're still anyway, and for those patrons that are listening, we are still looking at ways of including you guys in on a live show. We're all very appreciative that you've been patient with us as we've been figuring out ways around the whole. We'll just call it the Hangouts fiasco of 2019.
Yeah, we were actually talking about before we started recording this.
Yes. So.
You know what? I wonder if we could do it simultaneously to actually recording it like through like Facebook Live.
But
don't Facebook That's... Live, you have to, how would you invite people?
I don't know. We can figure that offline though. People don't want to do this yet.
We brain shop that. I like that.
All right.
Like brain shop. Brain shop.
Brain shop. All right.
Shop. Let's
brain shop it. Brain.
That's what Frankenstein does. Anyway, I guess I'm the only one with the power to actually stop this puppy. So on that note, great show, guys. Great 1 in a million.
This show has really gotten me driven.
I got you, Chris.
I got no bad puns. Sorry, I use them all up tonight.
That's easy, Regis.
Stars in my eyes.